Okay, test, test. Happily Placed, we're here.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. We're back and we're happy.
Uh-huh.
So, because this is Happily Placed, this is our second take at this episode on positivity. The first one we filmed was completely, you couldn't see us. I don't know what I was thinking. It was horrible.
It was dark.
We were funny, though, just in
it
case
was.
You're curious.
I know, I'm a little nervous we won't be as funny this time.
Oh, we'll be funny. Do you know why? We have cowbell. That's why we're going to be funny. So, the last episode, if we recall, we were talking about just being positive.
Right.
And this week, sometimes the universe just offers us up a gift.
Yeah.
And there's a woman in Los Angeles. This was brought to us by an affiliate. We'll call it a friend.
A friend.
Not an affiliate, but a friend who sent this to me. And it's a person that was completely shut down from Instagram. Evidently, she'd broken some rules.
Right.
And
there are rules.
There are rules.
To follow.
And she went on a rant on social media about how she does not want to be part of the 90%ers.
Of the 90%ers.
Which, by the way,
9-to-5ers.
That's all of us.
Yeah.
You know, they're watching this program.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it was kind of a smack in the face.
It was a smack in the face.
A little bit.
And now it's out there for everybody.
Ooh,
in fact,
good.
Even my buddy said, hey, if she came into your office, could you get her a job? And I was like, hell no. There's no way I'm going to get her a job. She's not positive.
No.
So that brings us back to where we left off last time in a film that didn't work.
Yeah.
And that's about being positive. You come into an interview and let's talk about negativity, Mary. Tell me what happens when people come in to see you.
Okay. When people come in to see me for an interview.
By the way, does this sound like I have a good radio voice today?
Yeah. Have you been practicing?
It kind of echoes a little bit.
Sounds good.
It's not bad. You too.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
Okay. So this is positivity.
This is positivity.
This is positivity.
I'm sweating now. Oh, my God. Lights are killing me.
Do I look tanner?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Are you?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
We out in the sun?
We had a couple days of sun here in Oregon, so
yeah,
it was amazing to see.
It was good.
Yeah. You know, come to think of it, with sun shining, we've had some more positive interviews the last few days.
We have. People are happier. Maybe. Yeah. Ooh, maybe it's a rain thing.
Maybe.
All right. Well, tell us.
Maybe it's not everyone's fault all the time, but
yes,
what we need
is.
To. Okay.
Come on.
But, okay, you're right. But what we need to focus
on. Should we play the video?
No. Oh, please. No, don't give her any more screen time.
She had potty mouth.
Yeah,
I'm just saying right now. I mean, you can't unhear that.
No.
Oh God.
That's how we started our day watching that video.
I know.
But well, anyway.
Aside from that.
Back to positivity. Yeah. So interviewing in terms of coming in with a positive attitude. First, come in with a smile.
Absolutely.
You know? Be the best you can be. As cheesy as that sounds. Come in, feel good, be confident,
yeah, that's right.
Happy. Okay. You're here. You're ready to put your best foot forward and put a positive light on yourself and your experience.
Yeah.
What
you don't want is, look, everybody's had a kind of an odd experience at work.
Everyone.
We're all human.
Mm-hmm.
But what you don't want to do in an interview is take what's on your plate and put it on Mary's plate.
Right. I don't want it.
Mary has enough stuff going on.
I don't want
oh my God,
it.
She's a new parent.
I know. I'm a baby. I have enough.
Are you sleepy?
No.
No. See, I told you. So it's about kind of setting some boundaries. You know, understanding that that when you walk in the door for work or you walk in the door for an interview, you know that you're there to talk about your skill set. You know, what you can bring to the company, you know, your positive personality, those things.
Right.
What's the number one, sorry, you go ahead.
No,
I interrupted
you. Go ahead.
What's the number one negative thing somebody has said in an interview to you? The standout.
The standout would be probably that they hate their boss. That's a big one.
That's a tough one because, you know, if somebody said that to me in an interview,
mm-hmm.
I would be just sort of fast forwarding to future John,
right.
Because they're going to say the same thing about me.
Right. I hate my boss.
And by the way, I'm a nice guy.
You're nice.
I'm nice.
Yeah. I've been here 3 years.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
You heard it here on Happily Placed. Mary has been here 3 years and I'm a nice guy.
That's right. If you take anything from that or this video, it's that.
It's that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, and look up the YouTube in LA. It's great.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I hate my boss is a big one. I just don't do that.
You can't come back from it.
You can't.
I mean, because it really, at that point, I mean, every supervisor, I think, is relatively insecure. Mm. And then you hear somebody overtly talking about how horrible their last supervisor was. Mm. I mean, it's a little bit of it's a kick in the knee. Yeah. I mean, you know, right. I mean, you need surgery now. Right. You have a meniscus tear. You know, you've been kicked in the knee.
Yes.
And it's not getting any better from there.
And like you said before, everyone has had a weird experience at work, a negative experience at work. I've had bosses that haven't been ideal.
Right.
But we don't talk about that stuff when we're trying to portray a positive light about us and our work experiences.
That's right. Well, Anne, you're in the interview to basically set the stage for your next adventure.
Right.
You know, you're looking to take all those skills, all those tools, and then leverage that toolbox somewhere else. And you can't do it by being negative.
No.
Yeah.
What else? What other negative? What have you seen in your career? Negativity on an interview.
Well, it's not so much negativity, but I do have a question.
Sure.
There's this whole thing in Portland about paper straws versus plastic straws.
Uh-huh.
We talked about this briefly earlier in the week. Okay, I'm here to tell you, look, I love the environment, but the paper straws are stupid.
It's bad.
You can't get to the bottom of your drink before the paper melts. Then you're just drinking paper.
Then you're eating paper.
You're eating paper.
Yeah. There's paper stuck in your teeth?
The plastic straws will not end the earth.
No.
I promise you, that's not going to happen.
Least of our worries.
We're going to get a lot of calls
on
this, aren't we?
Yeah. We might get some outrage.
Oh, man.
But think about this. From an interview perspective, you want a jolt of caffeine, you want to feel good about your interview, you take a sip of your coffee,
out of a paper
and then
straw?
You have paper in your teeth during an interview. How embarrassing is that?
That would be horrible.
That would be terrible.
It would be really terrible. Or you think you're going to get a big drink of coffee,
right,
and nothing comes out because there's half a straw. There's nothing left.
Because it's disintegrated.
It's disintegrated. So it's then ridiculous. You try to drink the coffee out of the cup,
right,
and then the ice cascades all down the front of your interview outfit.
Then your suit or your beautiful new blouse that you bought for the interview is ruined.
You have to cancel the interview.
Who do we talk to about this?
Well, yeah, you have to cancel the interview.
Yeah.
And what kind of call is that? Hi, I was trying to drink out of my straw that disintegrated, and then I spilt coffee on myself because the ice came cascading out of the cup?
You know, now this reminds me, I think our next episode
should
be about cancellations.
I like that. Let's
or just a little piece. So
I think that's a good one because we've heard some we have probably...
Actually, I have a book started.
I know. And how many grandparents can one person have? That's the question. But, you know, we're going to save that
for the next episode.
Yeah, and we're just going to let that sort of simmer.
Right.
It's going to simmer below the surface.
Right.
And then we are going to just have fun next week with canceling excuses.
Yeah.
Because, in my opinion, there really is, well, there are some good excuses.
There are some good excuses.
I don't want to completely.
But when you hear them all, and I mean all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tends to not work anymore.
You're right. Well, until next time.
Yeah.
Happily Placed, you can email us at happilyplaced@emeraldstaffing.com.
Yeah.
Thank you for your emails. You know what we were supposed to do this time and we didn't do it?
Read the emails.
We ran out of time.
Next week.
Okay.
Next week, emails and excuses.
Love it. Okay.
Love it.
Have a great week.
See you later.